back. It's back, baby. We're back at it. You know what I'm saying? You guys thought we were gone. Nah. We here. So,
Rami, what an intro.
What an intro. So, guys, welcome back to the Procrastination Station podcast. I know you guys have a thick book of questions. We'll answer them all in today's podcast. But as you can see, my co-host is back as well. We also have someone in the background as well. Shout yourself out, Daniel. Shout out. He's our...
We'll show you guys what he looks like in the background. Tangent's exactly. Got a camera right there, so
yeah.
Do a quick recording.
So actually, you know what? Let me record a little bit now.
Go on.
For the Spotify users, rest in peace in it, but like...
You're going to have to catch us on.
So no, that's it. That's my boy Daniel over there recording. So we got the podcast going. So come it's on. Me and... We saw me, we started our podcast recently, so yeah, it's pretty good. All right, cool, let me stop that. All right, but so,
yeah,
tell us, man.
First things first.
Go on.
It's been quite some time.
It's been a minute.
I'd say, what, 7-8 months?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite some time, and yeah, basically, It's been
a fat pan of madness.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. The way I said with Simon, right?
Go on.
If you guys know what's going on with the world,
yeah,
right, I'm pretty sure you don't live under a rock. You know that COVID has been madness. There's been so much shit going on.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why me and Simon were gone.
Of course.
We were third year students.
Definitely.
Right? And what were we doing with Simon?
We were studying. Well, okay, I wouldn't call it studying because it is the thing. Like, it's COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone's at home. Teachers are, well, no offense to them, they're not really doing crap yet.
I mean,
well, we tried.
We
you know,
tried.
Just
it,
like
yeah.
everyone else out exactly. there who, you know, was, you know, going through a year of study this year, we tried and, you know, well, we did all right. Well, I know you did all right.
No, okay, wait, we'll get into that. So we were third year students of computer science. It's like a STEM subject, so it's rather difficult. And we were very ambitious to think that we could manage to do full-time education as well as working part-time.
As well as?
Doing a podcast. And
exactly.
We did try it, but it was super overwhelming on us and then work started catching up.
Not only that, it was the fact that like the places that we wanted to go, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys are, you know, a long-time viewer, you'd obviously know that we were recording in our university. We did a little vlog where we went inside.
We got there.
We did pretty much everything. And then it just got to a point where it was like...
It was too much on us.
It was not only too much on us, but the place just was not open like that anymore. You know, we weren't even allowed to go into university. Mm-hmm. We weren't even allowed to do anything.
No, it was about travel, dude. The travel restriction came about, there's lockdowns and stuff. But we'll get into that slowly.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, guys, we are back today. I just wanted to say that, again, apologies for the absence.
But the 8-month absence.
Break, we call it.
Or 7 months. I'm not too sure, but it's been a while. It's been a while.
It's been a long coming. But nonetheless, we're back here. As you can see, we've got a different setup going.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Pirate Studios in London, Wembley, actually, specifically.
Yeah.
We've got this place, so we hired it for the time being, just record our podcast and everything. And you know, the equipment here, I'm hoping it's good because as you can see, it's pretty cool. Nonetheless, so today's podcast, guys, is going to be like a very much like an introduction to season 2 again.
We can
call it a restart.
Yeah.
Like a reboot.
Yeah.
So we shall get started with the main question is where have we been and what we've been up to?
Yeah.
So as I was mentioned briefly before, we are third year university.
Mm-hmm.
And so Usami, do you want to tell us exactly what happened? Like what led for us to be so busy?
Well, for a start, sorry for the microphone.
Chill out, don't
worry. Okay, well, here's the thing. For a start, one of the biggest issues that we had was the teaching. Like, no offense to a university establishment that has over 2,500 students paying nine grand a year.
9.25, right?
9.25, you see what I'm trying to say? I mean, how many millions is that?
Many millions.
Exactly. And their approach to teaching us is using low quality webcams and crappy audio. Yes. Honestly, I don't blame any student who comes out of first, second, third, you know, college, whatever, and they don't do so well. Don't feel bad about yourself.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't be disappointed. You should pat yourself on the back because how do you expect yourself to learn anything?
To learn in such a difficult stage, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. You don't have that one-to-one. You don't have that, miss, can I speak to you?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
the amount of times I tried to ask questions, these people would just be like, could you be quiet, please? I'm trying to finish mine.
But then
they'd
send us an email or something, but then no one would answer the email. So
there you go. That's another issue.
This is just stupid. So.
Emails was another issue. Just the lack of communication.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know, what it is, the one thing I will say, though, bless them, they did. Because obviously, even for them, it's something different, something new. So they're getting used to it. But it's like, there were so many ways in which they could cut corners to actually make sure they made the most of it. And I think a lot of the time, they just became lazy of it and just stopped kind of doing up to standards. But again, it's one of those things where we lived through it. And I'm glad to say we are done with uni now. So I don't have to look back at this time. And if anything, now we look back and be like, oh, it was funny.
Bro, I look back at it, personally speaking. I look back at it and I think to myself, like... What was this year? You know, we didn't learn much, in my opinion. We did learn a lot, since obviously we had to create our own stuff, like our final year project and stuff like that. But it was more like, all right, we're the teachers. We're going to try and teach us. Shout out to the people who made pre-recorded lectures and, you know, they actually used top quality microphones, good webcams and stuff like that. Because there are a few people out there. Shout out to yourself. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you had teachers and professors that were literally giving dog shit lectures. So this year has been hard on us. And obviously, just like Tanji said in the introduction, how are we supposed to do the podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So
we wanted to make sure we bring quality to this.
Yeah.
That's why we're like, okay, cool. We can't just do that. And personally, the way I see it, the way I work is that I don't want to be in a position where because the way I see it, if you do too many things at once, you're not going to be able to get them to do them properly.
Yeah.
Instead, do something.
Yeah.
Make sure you work 100% hard on it. And obviously, we spent 3 years in uni for us to get the degree, right? So it only made sense for me to be like, okay, cool. I know I sacrificed I have to make. Let me put the podcast on a pause. We'll come back to it. Now we're here.
Exactly.
But the university third year was something was filled with, like, obviously, we had to do our final year project.
Yeah.
I did my application. Yeah. I got my results, so I'm quite happy about that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it was a bit of a... pressure, isn't it, with some deadlines and everything as such. So how was your experience with that?
It's the same, you know, we're both in the same boat. My experience is either going to be similar or something, same.
True.
But it's just the complete craziness of all of it, honestly. For me, I just want to say, you know, I'm thankful that I'm done with uni. Alone forget final year, forget COVID, I'm just done with uni, you know. I don't really need to, you know, just I'm done. And I'm happy with that. You know, the fact that I'm speechless and I don't have words is because I'm just happy that it's over and done with. I feel so sorry for so many students who had to go through this. But instead of us just constantly rambling on about it, now we're done with the past. Let's move on to the future.
That's it.
The future is looking very bright, not only for both of us. I mean, look at the change of the setup and everything. Look at the way, you know, the microphones are set up. I've got a little, interface here. I'm just excited.
So yeah, we're sorry, super guys, by the way.
If you don't know, I'm just really excited as a whole.
He is. No, but like that was one of the things, and slowly we finished uni now. We're coming out of this lockdown as well. Obviously, just yesterday it was announced that unfortunately, due to the new variant came along, the June 21st, which is meant to be like a significant date where all restrictions would have been lifted, even the social distancing and everything. I'm not sure about masks, but everything was supposed to be lifted. The government has backtracked on that one, and they've extended for a month, which we saw it coming, to be honest. Let's be honest.
I mean, I wanted to say I saw it coming as well.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Like, I was like, you know what? It's in the end of June. I'm pretty sure we got this in the bag.
No, but the only thing I'm pretty, like, confident this time around is because we got actual vaccine that's working, by the way, for those of you guys out there who don't believe in vaccine.
Yeah.
It's working. The data is there to prove it, right? So just chill with that shit.
It's working, guys.
I'm working on it.
It's working, guys.
Yeah. So it's like, obviously, this small delay hopefully means that more people get vaccinated and more, you know, even if anything... I just read on the news this morning that by the end of this week, all adults in the UK should be able to get the first jab, or should be able to be in a position where they can actually get an appointment for this. So that means even us, with some, we can get the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, big man.
You not?
Nah, man. I'm them man. Yeah, that
them
believe
man,
that
man. Them man's there. Nah, man. There. Nah, I'm a, you know what it is? I'm not gonna say I hate this, but it's like,
no, but I'm them man.
Are you really?
I really am. Yeah, the 5G towers are the reason why COVID happened, didn't it?
You get me? Get at it. Someone get him out. Someone get him out. But like, no. So I'm gonna get my jab. You know, if, as soon as I get the message.
So which one are you picking? Which one of the 5 team?
No, but
was it Johnson, J&J, you know, AstraZeneca? Like which one?
No, the thing is, we can't get AstraZeneca. We can only get like Pfizer and all them brothers. So no,
you gotta be like Avatar,
get.
Man. You gotta get all five jabs.
Bro.
Yeah, AstraZeneca.
That one for two fights. Right? Nah, you know what it is. I can't wait for superpowers to come out. The next
come on,
day,
man.
You
man's,
know?
Gonna,
no.
Man's just gonna be like.
Magnetic, bro. Like, apparently, there's a lot of things that I can stick things on my face and shit. Oh, no, anyways, I'm not trying to shade it, but no. So we back with the podcast again. Like I said, we obviously hope to keep it consistent.
We got a lot of episodes coming up. Yeah, like, guys, you do not understand
the amount of planning. And
it is like
stuff we got ahead. Oh boy,
I want to kind of spill the beans on everything, really and truly. Nah. Like, I was in a Discord call for like tangent for like a good 2 hours just.
We always on a call.
We gotta be like, of course, it. But this one was like,
no, but was significant.
Like,
yeah,
I got the paint document out. I was like, all right, tangent, this is how it's gonna be.
Yeah,
we're gonna do this, then we're gonna do that, then we're gonna do this, then we're gonna do that. We're gonna go here, we're gonna go there, we're gonna go every single aisle, lane, everything,
but
the whole motorway. Every car is us.
That's it, fucking all five lanes.
All five, not
lanes?
One.
Is it four lanes? Five
as lanes? Many lanes. One, five, six, seven, 10, 15, high waiting. Come on.
Damn. All right. So the one that, okay, we don't want to spill the beans, but there's one thing I want Wusami to announce.
Okay.
Is what we're doing moving forward with the podcast and something very interactive. You guys are like, Wusami, lead the way, my brother.
Okay, okay, okay. So first things first, elevator pitch time. Come on. Get the dragon's den in me.
Right, okay. Chill out, mate. You're not that deep, yo. Yeah,
listen, you and me, we're gonna have a fight in a minute.
All right.
But anyway, this is a big announcement for me because honestly, I feel like moving forward, I feel like I need more of you guys to watch. You know, I need more of you guys to watch us. Come on, but I need more interaction, and I want I really want to get that moment of forward between the myself and the viewers, and kind of have a moment where we can pretty much share stuff. You know, so. My elevator pitch is going shit right now.
You meant share the moment with them.
Ooh, yes. Sounds but, okay. Well, come on, man. Come on. Just a little bit. You hear me? Anyway. But basically, long story short, we are going to do a bit of a migration. So you're going to be watching this live on YouTube right now, but you're actually going to watch the next couple of episodes and for the foreseeable future, live on Twitch.tv. That's right. You said it before me. Twitch.tv/procrastination station. I don't know if it was a number at the end, but we'll make sure to put it in the link in the description.
Yeah,
we don't
so
have
just
to
check
keep,
it out down below. But
yeah, that's it. Pretty much, it's going to be us live. You'll be that's interacting it. With us in chat. Mm-hmm. You'll be telling us, some stuff. We'll make sure we obviously we've got a little screen over here. So if we can log into, the Twitch chat, we can see what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Interact
yeah, yeah.
with
have
that,
a
so on and so forth.
Anyway,
we've also got a whole load of different things you can interact us with. So if you guys are excited for that, please make sure in the comments below you tell us you're excited. Drop a that's like, it. As always. That's and it. Yeah. Obviously, for the people who are watching this as well, you don't need to worry too much if you're a Spotify listener, and if you're, if you're watching this on YouTube as well, because this channel will be clips, highlights, and basically best moments of the live stream. That's so it. If you can't stay and watch us for a long time, you can pretty much jump on YouTube, check out the best bits. And then obviously, if you want to find out more, you jump on our live stream.
No cap. So we also, for the Spotify listeners out there, we'll make sure we try to get the footage, the recording of our voice and put that on thing. But if you obviously, we'll say that if you want to see us and have more context of what's going on, jump on Twitch.
That's it.
I feel like it's one of those things that was telling something that Twitch is actually moving forward, seems like to be the next big thing. Yeah. Not even the next big thing. It is kind of like a big thing already.
I mean it already has become the next big thing.
But I feel like there's more interactivity, like you were
exactly,
saying.
Exactly, so exactly.
I think nowadays it's important to interact with our viewers.
Of course.
That's exactly what we're planning to do, so guys, check us out.
That's it. That's pretty much
all the links are down below again.
Mm-hmm.
Our social medias have been put on hold as well. I know that. I'm not 100% sure if we should carry on with the old
Should
one.
We bring back one?
What do you mean?
Should we just bring back one social media account?
I was thinking, because I feel like with podcasts and stuff, it's a bit pointless having too many social media accounts for it. It's just managing it always. Yeah. I don't think it's necessary because we promote on our own stories and I feel like that's good enough, to be honest. So we could probably just keep Instagram for there,
Should it just be like our accounts and stuff, put it on stories?
Yeah, no. Obviously, follow us on our socials as well because that's where we'll be posting all the highlights of it
yeah,
whenever this episode goes live.
Yeah.
But With the podcast one, I'll just keep probably Instagram. I'll probably get rid of Twitter because I feel like Twitter is not really.
Honestly, we just need more people and more growth.
Yeah.
And then the more people, then we can kind of use Twitter as another avenue.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because there is stuff on Twitter that can do that maybe Instagram can't do and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a indefinite, that's it, we're never going to go on Twitter ever again.
No, of course. But it's just a bit of a pause. Just for the time being, it's just no point having so many social media platforms.
Definitely.
Just one standard. Obviously, our socials does enough to get it started. Yeah. But
not only that, like just... The fact that moving to Twitch allows me to, you know, not only get questions from yourselves from here, but it also increases that level of interactivity. You know, as you heard, you know, from our introduction music, you know, we're trying to plan, you know, more and more interactivity in between ourselves with yourself. Yeah. So soon I'm going to make a pre-announcement kind of thing. But basically, hopefully I want to make sure that segments of the show are pretty much controlled by you guys. You guys can give us suggestions of what we can do. Music is definitely one of the things that you know I am open to. So if you guys got a selection of music that would go nicely and tie in great with going on in the background, make sure you comment that below. And obviously, once we do get this Twitch stream sorted, you can obviously make sure to you know message us on the chat or just leave it in the comments in one of the highlight clips. But
I'd say one of the biggest announcements today. And so
just obviously once more again to the Spotify listeners, the Anchor listeners, you know, the people who are on, you know,
the listening platforms,
don't worry. We are not going to forget about you guys, but we are going to say right here, right now, that slowly and surely as we progress further on Twitch, you guys are going to kind of be left behind a little bit because we're going to be doing a lot more stuff that unfortunately for the listeners, it's just not going to pan out really.
Yeah, it's not.
But we are always going to stay inclusive and, inclusive in that by saying we're still going to give you content. If you're that type of guy, can't watch us, but you like listening to us in the car, don't worry. We still got you.
Come on. That's why we got the better mics going. Come on, man. Put some respect on me.
Yeah,
but anyways, moving forward from that, it's another good thing you said. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's talk about what we got going on at the minute.
Yeah.
So, Sami, let's start with you. What's your plans for the, like, let's say foreseeable future, for the next few months? Let's just say foreseeable future, for the next few months. Do you have any trips planned? Have you been to any trips? Have you done anything or what's up?
Tell us. if you know me in real life.
Carol. Sorry, I have to. Sorry. No, don't mute me now.
Okay, so enough of this waste, man, basically, dickhead, I've basically been having, I've been having a plan where I was going to literally just go off, like go under the radar. Bro. No one's ever going to see me again.
Oh, shit.
Antarctica, Jason Bourne, the entire trilogy, including, Daniel, I'm talking to you, including Jason Bourne. You know, the one when the guy's like, holy shit, it's Jason. Yeah. People are going to look at me and be like, rotted. It's like, what's on me? Have you not watched Jason Bourne? So basically, long story short, it's about a guy who lost his identity. And basically, he's trying to find who he was. So amnesia happens, and he's trying to find who he was.
Wait, I probably heard about this.
Yeah.
Is that a TV show or a
film? No, it's a movie. It's like Bourne Identity, Bourne all this, Bourne. And then it goes up to Jason Bourne, which is who he is. Do you get me?
Oh,
finds out who he is, and he tries to take down. Yeah. That's I need to rewatch it, because I think I got a story wrong a little bit.
Well, I've got to add it onto my list then, I guess.
Yeah. But basically, I wanted to just fly out and just never come back.
Bro, you know, where are you planning to go?
Brother, anywhere, man. Dubai, Morocco, Greece. Bro. I know we were planning a trip to go to Greece,
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. But Morocco, Greece, Dubai, Malaysia, Indonesia. Even China, man.
Whoa.
Japan, like...
That's okay, Japan, yes, but China's a bit of a hot territory.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, on a level, where... Have you had any solid plan to go somewhere like... I don't know, the UK? Like, come on.
Okay, well... Let's still stick to abroad for a minute.
Okay.
I do have a solid plan. So right now, as it stands, my mum is currently with my older brother and my grandmother in Turkey right now.
Right.
Obviously, I know, obviously, I've already told you, but for the listeners that are listening.
Yeah,
so I'm going to basically hopefully be flying out to Turkey.
Oh, wow.
If obviously Boris is, calm with
red
it.
List.
You know, red list, green list, all that travel restrictions. Once it's calmed,
Going
to go there in August,
nice.
See my grandmother, see my older brother, who I haven't seen in months.
Yeah, no, you did say,
And basically,
your grandma you haven't seen in years.
Yeah, bro, I haven't seen her in years.
Yeah,
like,
so she's definitely like, oh, what's up? Are you back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's good.
Yeah,
so, that's good. So
and then in terms of plans here, I mean, I got my cousins that I want to see. You know, my cousins up in Manchester who I would love. Shout out to you, man. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
Manny Lock.
You know, I want to, you know, obviously see them again. I've got my cousins in London. Shouts out to you as well. You know, I've got loads of people to meet up with because I feel like this year, obviously, with the fact that we're all in lockdown, restrictions and everything. I mean, going somewhere as to going to a Tesco's was like a field day for me. I was like,
yeah, fully.
We're going to Tesco's today?
Oh my God. Wait, let me put my jeans on.
Oh, wait, let me go tangent. Tangent. We're going Lidl. Sick.
Honestly, guys, it really was that bad that I'd look forward to Tesco trips. I'm not even kidding. Like, me and my sister, even with Simon, bro, like, oh, let's go Tesco, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That was literally because when lockdown full-ons happened, we could only go to like these essential shops, and that was it.
Yeah.
So even then, I'd see so many people just there, just chilling.
That's it.
I'm pretty sure they didn't buy anything. They were just there for the vibes and shit. And I can't blame them because, bro, like, don't get me wrong. It's good to stay indoors, but there's so much you can stay indoors in. You get
me? Exactly. And that's my point when I say, you know, it's a piss take that these restrictions were so tough on us and we're still here. Like, well, okay. Bro, a couple of months back, we were actually able to sit down and eat together.
Yeah, true.
Come on. I understand the government's got plans and want to make sure to never bring this back again. However, it's just... Bro, this is what I'm saying. I want to fly out and never come back, man. Because I need to just experience. Because
other countries have this, I would say, under control kind of thing.
Like, I mean, shout out to Australia, man. Oh, Australia. These man's got no masks.
Well, we can say, well, yeah, Australia has, I think.
New Zealand as well.
New Zealand, yeah. I'm pretty sure other European countries do. Yeah. But I don't know. The thing is, like, because we live in the UK, we're not going to get too much information about them.
Yeah.
But you just got to go local news. But that's about it. But yeah, no, that's good, man. We've got a solid plan going.
Hold on, guys, we're just going to go into a quick intermission. We'll just be right back with you again. Okay, and we're back again. Sorry for the small intermission there. But speaking of holidays,
I mean, you
can see him smiling already.
I know what you're going to ask. Go on.
How about you in it?
Oh my God. Okay. Tell us, guys. All right, cool. So let me sort of make this clear. This travel that I went to was not for leisure. It was purely for work purposes. Let's get that out there. Now it's illegal. Well, it's not right.
It's illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's not. You shouldn't travel if you don't need to, right?
Yeah.
So my sister, shout out to my sister.
Shout out.
Studies abroad and she studies in a country called Ukraine. Now.
Shout out to Ukraine. Come on.
Now, it's one of those things where even with someone was like, bro, Ukraine, bro? Like, what the? Like, how was your reaction with someone when I said, I'm going Ukraine?
You know what it is? You know what it is? It was like, for me, it was like, Ukraine. Like, no offense, but it's a bit of a far destination. It's not even in Europe. It's a bit further away.
Well, is it in Europe? Part of Europe? Are they part of European Union?
My geography is crap.
No. It's just, no, basically, Ukraine is like the country.
So, look, there's Russia. Look, imagine.
It's literally
Russia.
Next to Russia.
Is it like below? Like right there?
Yeah, it's literally on the south.
So is it like the right at the end of the, you know, where Europe is before it enters Asia?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a small country. It's not, well, I say small. It's quite a big country.
Yeah.
So we had to go there for a brief time to get some paperwork sorted because my sister was supposed to move in last year, but because of the COVID kind of thing, she studied at home this year.
Yeah.
But next year she has to actually move in and be there full time.
So is it next year? Is in September next year?
Yeah, this September coming up. Sheesh. Academic next year, I meant.
Rotted.
Yeah, so there's a bit of pressure with that.
Mad.
So because obviously I'm not going to, you know, I kind of know my ways around and my mom trusts me for us to travel, you know, because there's so many things you have to take care of when you travel, like the logistics behind it, we could say, right?
Bro, not only that, especially with the fact that we've got COVID, you've got to take those tests.
Okay, I'll get
you've
got to
make
that.
Sure yeah, you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, you can explain bro, all of that, right. But I'm just saying, like, in regards to just taking, because look, my mum was like to me, do you want to come and see me this Easter? And I was like, well, if things get better, of course, I'd love to see you in Easter.
That didn't go too well.
Exactly. It obviously didn't go too well because, you know, the government was still, you know, making the plans for the roadmap and stuff. And that was going to be all the way in the future. So obviously my mum, you know, she was just at, like, well, making
August
thing.
Wasn't it Easter time roundabout when they announced about the exit corridor, the exit strategy, and then the June 21st as well was announced?
Bro, I'll be real with you. Time has kind of stopped, restarted, went forward, you know, stopped, you know, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, COVID, I blink, I'm 21 now.
Yeah, literally, that means.
I was 19, blink, 21.
That's it.
2 years gone by like that, you get me? So, with that being said, like, my mom was like, yeah, let's make it August. So, Bro, it is a headache.
It is a headache.
Travel isn't just passport, visa, everything. Nah, now it's passport, man. Test, this, that. Like,
but let me get into it. So, what? So the first step of was obviously booking the flights, and because there's reduced flights to Ukraine,
we
had to get like a split flight. So basically, within Ukraine, actually, sorry, just to clear it up, we didn't go to the capital. I go to the other city, this other city called Dnipro, or they call it Dnipro. They get rid of the D kind of thing.
Dnipro, okay.
But it's called. This is the full name of it is Dnipro. Okay,
so
but they say Dnipro
for you know, not to offend any of our Ukrainian listeners
Dnipro.
And viewers.
So
Dnipro,
yeah. So there used to be like a direct flight that goes from, I think it was Stansted to Dnipro, but because of the obviously restrictions and stuff, they stopped it. So now we had to go from where?
What's up?
I'm getting a call, bro.
From here?
Oh fuck, Darren's calling me. Oh, for sakes, can you stop this for a second?
No way. What's going on?
This guy called me.
Okay, what guys, we're going to have a quick intermission again. So we'll be right back. Okay, guys,
sorry,
we're back from the small intermission. No, no, it's okay. Not to worry. So just carrying on from where you left off, obviously you had all these little logistical things that you had to deal with prior to the holiday.
Yeah. Well, so the trip. So yeah, so then we booked the ticket. So I was like, cool, no problem. That's fine. We'll go Kiev, and then from Kiev, we'll take another flight to Dnipro. No issue, right?
So three flights.
So yeah, three flights in total.
So London
London to Kiev.
Yep.
Then Kiev to Dnipro.
So it's two. Sorry, not
two flights.
Three.
Not two.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Two flights.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll talk about the three flights soon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no. Before even you can do that, then you have to take something called a pre-departure test.
Okay.
But you can only take it within 24 to 72 hours before your flight.
Okay.
And our flight was on a Monday.
Yeah.
But the test center is closed on Sunday.
Okay.
So we take it Saturday, right? And we take it on Saturday and we get the results, I think. No, sorry. We take it Friday evening just as a safety precaution.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to get it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But we get it on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, isn't that too early? Like, we were legit worried.
Oh, yeah. But no, hold on, think about it. But hold on. You said 48 to 72 hours. So technically speaking, if you got it on the Saturday, which is the results, if you were going to fly on Monday, it still would have been all right. I know what you mean by it's cutting it a bit close.
It's cutting it close,
man. Because imagine if one of the trips got... One of the like plane flights got cancelled, right? So one of your flights got cancelled and you had to go the following day.
Yeah, no.
Would it still be valid? So no. I get what you're saying.
That's the thing. There's so many like little things like that were playing on my house.
Anything could have went wrong.
Because they told us, like they reassured us we'll get Sunday, not Saturday, not that quick.
Yeah.
Because, okay, and obviously it's painful to get the test done because it's horrible. Like, they shove it up your nose, up your throat, and then, ugh, that's disgusting. Man.
You see, that's when you know, you've been.
Mate. But, and let's not even talk about the pricing. Oh my God, we spent so much money on testing that if we were to put the money together, that could have paid us for a holiday straight up. Mm. We paid easy, like, £500 or £600 just on testing because you take a pre-departure test, and that has to be negative for you to fly. Obviously, we were good, we got that sorted. Then when we came back from Ukraine, we had to take a test there as well.
Yeah.
And that was a hustle because they don't speak English. No one speaks English in Ukraine.
Okay, but so here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. Like, not speaking English is obviously understandable. You're in a foreign country, so you're not going to expect people to speak your language.
Of course.
But then there are people who try, who are like, how are you? Are you okay? Do you need help? They know the phrases. They don't know how to obviously construct, you know, and actually understand it.
Yeah,
stuff. But they know the phrases and they know what yes and no means.
Of course.
Okay.
No. We had some people like that. Don't get me wrong.
But how, in your opinion, because obviously you've got experience going to different countries and stuff like that. You're, in my opinion, a well-cultured individual. How bad was the... Oh, is it it's a compliment, man. What are you trying to say?
I said, thank you. What the hell?
Nah, man. You're giving me that look, man. I know that.
But
in your opinion, like, how was it?
Okay, so as soon as we landed and everything, they were pretty nice. Like, don't get me, they were trying their best, bless them, because it's Russian and English. Like, there's so much difference on it. But it was a pleasant experience. I wasn't too bad. But things got a bit weirded, heated, I would say, kind of at the end. So we left early in the morning from UK. We got to Kiev around about midday. It's not a 4-hour flight.
Yeah.
And then from Kiev, we went to Dnipro. By the time we landed in Dnipro, it was like at 9 p.m. It was like late night.
Sheesh.
And that was the last flight that Dnipro Airport had as well, because there was only one airport.
Yeah.
It's a small airport. Mm. And like, that was the last flight.
So you must have been shattered.
Yeah, I was so tired. Like, you know, with me and flying, because I hate, it's like I don't like flying, but when it descends, my ears pop and my ears take a while for them to kind of get back to normal.
Yeah.
Because my sister and my mom, within a few hours, they're calm. But with me, it takes a whole day. Like,
yeah.
It's so, especially my left ear. So I had to deal with that pain. But so we got to the airport, we pick up our baggage and we start to make our way out.
Yeah.
But my sister, actually, her friend came too with us. So it was four of us in total. Me, my mom, my sister, her friend, and her mom. Five of us, sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just... Okay.
No. Basically, because my sister's friend also needed to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So she came with us.
Oh, okay.
With the same flight and everything. Because she was might as well. All right, cool. Mm. We were like, you know, we want company, right?
Yeah.
And she lost her luggage on the way. It's like she didn't get it. And I was like, oh, God, that's so... Because not only did I speak
people.
So it was sad. And I was like, okay, what do we do? So we were just at the airport. And bear in mind, the airport is completely dead.
Like, so no one's there.
No, it's 9 p.m. I have literally video of showing how empty it is.
So it's 9 p.m. No one's there. Last flight. You've lost your luggage.
Not me. My sister's friend.
Your sister's friend's lost
your
luggage.
Yeah, but we were with them because we were trying to just sort this shit out and get Google Translate. But the shout out Google Translate, by the way. That came in clutch. But I'll explain it later on. And she was using that to tell them that I lost my luggage. And then they got because obviously you get a reference number of your luggage. So they're able to track it that it's in Kiev.
Yeah.
It hasn't arrived here.
Yeah.
So it said that tomorrow we arrive. I was like, cool, that's happy days.
Yeah.
So we start walking out of the airport, right?
Yeah.
And things were looking good. I was like, you know what? Finally, we had a lift ready for us as well, by the way. So we're like, cool, that's brilliant. We can just go to the airport hotel and just relax because it was been a long day. And we just wanted to be over and done with, right?
Yeah.
So we get to the gate and there's two police officers just casually just waiting for us, kind of thing. I didn't think much of it. They're like, passport. Okay. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
For some reason, they wanted my passport. So I was a bit weird. I was like, yeah. Whatever, like, take care, we go. And then they're like, they point out my mask. And I didn't realize because obviously, a lot of the times we wear a mask for a long time, it kind of slips out. It happens.
So I can show
to you guys how it was, right, for the viewers out there.
All right, there we
like
go.
This.
Physical.
Right? So my mask went like that.
It's covering your face right now.
Yeah, it went like that. So it was not covering my nose.
Okay.
Which is obviously it's not ideal. Right?
No, but here's the thing.
That current moment of time with Sami, because there was so much going on, I didn't realize it.
Of course.
Right? And I want to emphasize this so badly. There was no one at the airport, right? And I was just, my mask was on, but it's not fully covering it. And it happened to be that I was just walking out, it wasn't covering it at all, which is my fault. I get that. But the police officer was like, okay, come with me. I was like, what do you mean?
The police officer?
Yeah. He said,
How did that happen? So what? You're just there.
So he took my passport. He took my passport. No, yeah, I was minding my business.
So wait, are you at like a check-in point? Or did he just come up to you and be like, excuse me, come
on? No. We were literally going out of the airport.
Okay.
So it was literally near the gate.
All right.
And then he starts to say, oh, can I ask you your passport? And it's like, he has my passport. Then he points at my note, mask. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, sorry, put it up again.
Yeah.
I said, okay, follow me. He kind of hinted to follow him. I was like, why? What's happened? Then he takes me to this room. I was like, I knew at that moment, things are not going to get good for us. So then he...
Was it just you?
Yeah, just me to begin with.
To begin with?
Yeah, to begin with. And then, you know, I told my mom and my sister, just hold on, I'll sort it out, I'll come out. I didn't think it was going to be too long anyway. I was like, 10 minutes to go and tell me, make sure you wear a mask. I'm like, cool, whatever. But they're not having it. They wanted to write me something called a protocol, which is like a written... it's not lawsuit. It's like they want to take me to court over this. Because if they write that protocol, I'd have to go to court. Bear in mind, I'm new to this country. I don't know anyone, let alone a lawyer. Like, how am I supposed to do that? And I told him, look, I do apologize for this inconvenience. But again, I don't think it's a much big deal. There's no one around me. And he started saying stuff like, this is a big problem. You should know if you live in the UK, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, of course I know. Like, we've all been there, dude. Like, it's not that deep. I would be happy if I'd be okay with it if the room was packed. But there was no one there, dude. There was literally no one there.
Mm.
And I was distant with my family members as well. So they can't say shit.
Yeah.
But they said, no, we have proof. So the reason why they did that was because they're actually recording us.
Yeah.
Because they're moving past us, but I didn't realize what they were doing. But they're actually recording us to get evidence that my mask wasn't on properly.
Okay.
I was like, dude, are you actually going to be that petty? You know?
So let me get this straight. You are just trying to get home or to your hotel, whatever. Last flight, naps.
Finished.
Some random Donny is like, hello, what's all this then? And you're in an interview room or an interrogation room.
Yeah, some bullshit like that. It was a scuffed room, man.
Okay, so you're already in the shiz. Yeah. So what happens next?
So we tried to negotiate our way out, but they don't want to have it. I said, look, if you want to write me a report, why not do it? There's nothing much I can do. I can't stop it. He has my passport. You can do anything with it, right? I was like, cool, just get me my passport back. Let me get out. If you want to write me the report, do it. I'll just do something with it later on. At that moment, I was so annoyed. I was like, let me just get out of this shit. Thankfully, the ride that came to pick us up, they actually, he came through because he realized we were not coming out for a while. And he was like, okay, what's going on? So then what I did was I was like, okay, yeah, so basically they're keeping us indoors. Yeah. Don't want to let us out. And shout out to that person, man, Junaid, bro. His name is Junaid, by the way.
Okay, big up, Junaid. Because there are certain Junaids that I don't like.
Anyways.
But shout out to that Junaid. Shout out.
And what he did was he came through and then I basically told... because he knows the language a little bit more than I do, he spoke to the persons and it was a lot of back and forth. I could see him taking it one by one and talking to them and telling them, you know, obviously that we are new here, we're students, we don't want to, no problem, none of that, because it's so long, isn't it? Do you get it?
Of course.
And then at the end, obviously we had to pay like $100, I think, which is around £80 or £90, and to get out kind of things. So we had to kind of bribe them in a way to just let us go. And after that...
So they're not even proper cops.
They're corrupt, flipping
shitty cops that just wanted to make money off of foreigners, that are new to the country.
Exactly, especially, it makes sense for them. No, it doesn't make sense for them, but it kind of was, we were a target because we were the last ones there, you know, easy money. Anyways, we do that, and they gave us half a fucking cake. I was like, what the fuck? They were so happy that they got money. They gave us half a cake.
So they interrogate you, waste your time. And so what time did
you get? 2 hours, dude. 2 hours.
So what time did you get to your...
Bro, I got there past midnight.
Shit.
I was there for a long time. But, you know, I'll have some good things to say about Ukraine soon. Yeah. But after, you know, that after all that shit happened, they gave us the half a cake. I said, yeah, fuck it. We'll throw in the bin anyway, but now I don't give a shit. So, you know, we get to the hotel, and the hotel people were very lovely, man. Shout out Newport Hotel and Dnipro. The room were pretty cozy too. The receptionists were very nice. Bless the English, not the best, but again, Google Translate came in clutch.
Come on.
We checked in, we went in, I got changed. I remember I just had some very light food and just went to sleep. I was like, so
bro, tired. You must have been, like I said, bro, you must have been like next.
Yeah.
Tired.
I was also a bit jet lagged too because. I think, UK is 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So, like, I was even more tired. But nonetheless.
So, what happened after?
After that, we spent there for about, five or six days? Something like that.
5 or 6 days?
Yeah, I think so. It was like a week or so. Yeah, we wanted to stay less than that, but it's like the return flights and all that shit that happens. Yeah. So, like, okay, cool. So we get that sorted. We got the paperwork sorted, everything else. It was nice. It's a nice country to visit.
Yeah.
I got to see some new places. It was a very hot country as well. So I was like, I was surprised about that.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it, I told you about it, was the prices. So because British currency has more worth, everything there was cheap as hell. Like, I'm telling you, like, there's Uber there as well, I remember, like, we had a whole day where we took so many Ubers, and guess how much we paid at the end?
How many?
I paid £5.
And hold on. £5 as in you took 5 trips, £5? Or
no,
£5 as in?
£5 in total, but I think I took about, like, 6 or 7 trips, actually, more than that. Dude.
So you're telling me 7 trips?
Yeah, more or
for
less.
For £5.
Yeah.
So each trip is less than £1.
Yeah, dude.
Holy crap. It's how cheap. Destabilized is that?
I don't know, hold on.
Ubers, that's transport.
Yeah,
so that's going to cost a bit.
Yeah, that's
so
the
what's
thing.
Food?
That's the thing. Oh my God, let me get into that.
Oh shit.
So, no, but basically, like I said, we didn't, because we didn't know how the buses were, and I did some online research, and everyone there is kind of saying, avoid public transport if you're not from there kind of thing, because you'll get confused. I was like, yeah, we're not going to risk it.
Yeah.
Uber is the best way. It's the best friend at the minute.
Right.
So we, then the food prices, again, cheap, bro.
Like, so what was like a McDonald's fish or fillet meal?
Mate, I paid like, what, equivalent of like, flipping. We got three meals, Wasami. Fish fillet meals.
Okay.
Yeah, for like £7 or something. £7.
Yeah.
Normally they go for like £5 each.
In itself, yeah. Isn't so if it? You go large, like everything.
Yeah, we went large. Things. We went for large. I don't give a shit. For large.
It's large for £7 quid, for three.
Three, mate.
People. Three
full adults.
One, two, three. It's good to be me. That nursery song.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure about that one. No, so it was extremely cheap, right? And I was like, oh, fuck, hell yeah.
Brother, I would and they also munch,
the thing is though, the one thing I would say, halal food is
obviously not I mean,
we had like those few stands that were selling like shawarma kebabs and that, and it wasn't the best. It was like, but that those only things were halal. So I was like, you know what, bunny, I'll just have fish fillets and like whatever, man. I was like, yeah, just pizzas and stuff, you know, margaritas and that. I was like, yeah, bunny. But now, other than that, it was I enjoyed my time there. You know, obviously it was not for leisure, but I kind of had a bit of a leisure as well. Got to explore a new country.
Of course.
Obviously, vlogged it all on my trusty little camera, which soon enough, whenever you guys do see it, you'll see that little vlog thing coming. Yeah. So wait on that one. So there's more announcement coming up soon. But a little spoiler again.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert.
Go on.
But no, other than that, would I recommend someone to go? That's the question that everyone asked me. Like, would you recommend them? Like, at this moment of time, traveling, I wouldn't recommend it at all. Because
Of course.
Once you're back, you've got to take something. You got quarantine for 10 days. Because I think all the European countries are in the amber list.
All the European countries, all the American countries, all the African countries, all the Middle Eastern countries.
Those are either everything red or amber. If you're in those countries, you have to come. So I know amber list is that you come back and you have quarantine for 10 days.
Yeah.
But I think red list is the one that you have to quarantine at the hotel for 10 days. And that's it. That's even more expensive. But now, so we were worried that if anything can change, I hope nothing changed in between, but we had to do something different. But nonetheless, we came back and we had to take something called a day 2 test and a day 8 test, which meant that even if you have to quarantine for 10 days, you still have to take these are kind of the release tests just to see if you're good.
Right.
And we all also had to buy that prior before we came back, and that cost us, again, so much money. Nonetheless, I needed to be sort of be out a little earlier than that because we had some planned wasabi. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I mean, so bro, like I've said, you know, in the past before, in regards to you know, traveling and stuff within this podcast, and to you as well, and to everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, because all the good countries that you'd want to go on holiday
they're
to,
all in the list.
They're all on the list, and the only countries that are not are islands.
No.
And
bro, what would you go to an island like?
Okay. Well, why wouldn't you go into an island? Some islands are all right, but it's like. Australia. All right, fair enough. I want to go
Singapore, there. I think.
Singapore. Okay, like, fair enough. I'd like to go.
Expensive as shit, dude.
Get in there. 15-hour flipping. Expensive. Nah, not man. Only that, Australia. I swear they got bees this big.
No. Australia is a bit scuffed.
Like, just scuffed, huge ass spiders. It's scuffed, like...
Can't lie. They
got huge stuff. So it's like, for me, in my opinion, going on holiday, going on a trip, going abroad, going doing anything.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Because like my cousin, he's in Somalia right now.
Oh.
He went there. I told you this back in October.
Oh yeah.
Still there.
Rotted. You know, he hasn't come back yet.
No. You'd like to come back.
But he can't.
But he can't.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, this summer he should be able to come back if you know Boris decides to follow his roadmap, which he's kind of made a detour. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. It took the longer route.
Exactly, man. I went around the roundabout. It took a longer route. Yeah.
Took the wrong exit. That's it. That was a good one. He took the wrong exit.
Exactly.
Oh shit. No, so, but then. Do all these tests for me.
My cousin's got to do that as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. Even though you have to still, I think that'll be in place for a long time, even afterwards. Yeah. But the worst thing is,
yeah, go on.
Bro, the NHS track and trace, shout out to them, innit?
Yeah.
They call you every day, dude.
So what? Are they like, excuse me, is that tangy?
They have this script they have to follow, right? And it's so annoying because it's the same shit. Like, can you confirm your date of birth?
Can you confirm your first line of address, please?
Yeah, literally, like,
and
all that.
The last three digits of your telephone number?
Okay, probably not that. but they literally, like, call you every day. Yeah. And what I... I didn't know about this, but there's something called a day five to release.
Yeah.
So after 5 days of quarantine, if you do another set of tests, fucking hell, then you can be out.
Yeah.
And I needed to do that because at the same time, we had to go out and had interviews and had stuff to do, and I couldn't really stay indoors too much.
Yeah.
So I took that test and obviously do that again, get yourself solved and all that shit.
Yeah.
But then after that, they stopped calling me. I was like, great. Well, they still call my parents and my sister and my mom. So yeah, that's the long thing.
Flipping out, man. That is one hell of a story.
Man. Guys, moral of the story is, don't go holiday. Just stay home for a little bit longer. Just trust the process.
Fam, that's the thing. Because you know when you're saying this, yeah? I'm just like, fam, I want to leave. I want to get out of here.
You know
I don't
is,
ever
look?
Want to come back ever again. I want to be gone.
Right. The thing is, you'd be surprised. You know, I was surprised to see like the airports were empty, like completely empty. But even then, there were still a few flights going. I've seen that our plane, actually, didn't I say that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of empty seats too, to be honest. But it wasn't, you know, too bad. But it was a rather unique experience for Sami. And
I mean,
here we are right now,
bro. You know what it is, man? That's just mad. That's mad. For me, hopefully, that's not going to be the case when I go to Turkey.
Hopefully not.
You know,
but you know, I don't know, man. I don't want to say it like this, but I hope like they get rid of this corridor shit soon. So like, everyone can fully travel. You know, the red corridor, amber, green.
Wait, corridor? You mean list?
No, but they call it corridor. They don't call it list.
Really?
Yeah. Red list country, but in the red corridor.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Like, corridor, list, roadmap. My man, like Boris, trying to freaking, what is this guy doing, man? Nuts.
But, no, that's it, man. So that's my experience with Ukraine.
So, just in a nutshell, holidays are pain in the ass, which is absolutely great. I mean, there are some great places in and around the UK, but...
So, now I was going to say that me and Wasami, actually, low-key, we are planning a little tour, little, like, getaway. No, not just us two, but like...
Guys, this is the first time I'm hearing it, by the way. Okay, Karen. Yeah, go on.
I told you about this. No,
you didn't. Oh, I've forgotten. Go on.
Definitely, he does. If you guys know Zami, he forgets it. Listen. We're trying to plan a quick holiday, like a little getaway somewhere.
Like, no, okay.
I can't deal with
it.
to the south of England. So, a place called... Cornwall? No, not Cornwall. Dorset, sorry.
Oh, Southampton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's a coastal area.
It's got a little
like
beach as well. Okay.
We got I feel like at this current moment of time, with everything going on, if you do want to go on holiday, just within UK, there's so many good spots up north, down south.
Daniel, do you want to come Dorset with us as well?
Do you want to come, Daniel?
Yeah. Go on.
Go on, son.
Go on. I don't know. When are we going? Where do you want to go?
So let's do it like end of July, beginning of August, innit?
You know.
Obviously, it's still in the earlier plans, but we'll try and make it happen.
That don't sound bad, you know. And you know what it is, you know.
Book an Airbnb or hotel thing.
We'll let you.
I can't even say it. Airbnb, bro.
Do you know what it is? We'll let the mandem know, on the podcast, if it's actually all right traveling around the UK. Because I don't know about you yet, but like, for me, when I think of holidays, when I think of trips, when I think of traveling, I think of get out of the country.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like
as long as you're out of your own zone, it's okay.
I just need to see like, random I'll people. Mandem I've never seen.
Straight.
Then I'm like, I'm out and about.
Straight up. So that's the plan. But man, I feel like we've been talking for a while.
It's been quite some time. And we might as well just cut it from here. If you've made it up to this point, thank you. Shout out to you guys. But like I said, thank you very much for listening today. Obviously, I'm your host, Wasami, with my co-host, Tangent, right over there.
Gang, gang.
And weekly episodes should start as soon as this episode is released.
Of course.
So once this episode is released, you should see an episode every week. We haven't landed on a day specifically.
Yeah, we'll work on it, guys. We're still trying to figure things out. But
still trying to figure out the schedule. We're also going to bring on guests. And like I said, this is going to be the first and only episode on YouTube. So if you want to catch us and watch our podcast, you have to see us live on twitch.tv/procrastinationstation. And obviously, if you haven't got time to watch our streams whatsoever, you can watch it on demand on our video on demand section in Twitch. Yeah, you can watch live streams that are recorded.
You can watch and rewatch or some shit. Sorry, man.
Or for whatever reason, you just haven't got the time to sit down and listen to us or watch us for a couple of hours. I'm saying a couple of hours, it's maximum about an hour or two. Then you can catch us on YouTube where we'll have good edited highlights. You can have a laugh too. That's pretty much it. If you guys really enjoy this, like I said, please make sure you comment if you're new to this and you're enjoying the quality that we're bringing out. Trust me, It is a it's not a reboot. It's not a comeback. It is a brand new
start.
New, nice and tasty. Just how like these brothers commercials and that.
That's it.
It's not Procrastination Station before. It is the Procrastination Station.
That's it.
The new one.
The new one.
So I'm going to leave you guys to it with Tanjid, you know, sending us off. Thank you very much for listening and watching us. Tanjid, send
That's it, guys. No, we'll start with that at all. See you guys soon. And yeah, we'll call it a day. Peace.